Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the People Processes Podcast, where we dive deep into the tools, laws, and yes, processes that you need to know in order to scale and grow your organization. On this podcast, we help you structure your business processes to make your people your organization's greatest competitive advantage. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and pretty much any podcatcher of your choice. You can also subscribe at peopleprocesses.com, which will give you exclusive subscriber-only content. Here is your host, Rami Alagil, author and CEO of People Processes.
July 10th, 3:45 p.m. Sarah posts on Facebook. Fun fact of the day, apparently being utterly incompetent is a skill. Shout out to John for mastering it. How many times can one person mess up the same task? Stay tuned, folks. At this rate, we'll break a record. Hashtag work life. Hashtag epic fail. Also, if anyone's looking for a masterclass on how not to organize your desk, John's the guy. Seriously, it's like a hurricane hit it. Maybe next time he'll find his brain in that mess. Oh, and a piece of advice, he posts next week. Never, ever ask John for tech help unless you want to end up more confused than you started. His tech support skill is like watching a cat try to type. Don't worry, John. We still love you, ... Kind of. Hashtag just kidding, not kidding. Imagine an employee named Sarah makes those derogatory remarks about her coworker John on social media. Sarah posts a series of comments on her personal Facebook page criticizing John's work performance and making offensive jokes about his personal life. These posts are seen by several other employees. You now have a problem. Another example, an employee named Michael frequently posts controversial political statements on his Twitter account. Some of these statements are pretty offensive, and they've made several employees uncomfortable. One of those employees comes to you and says, "Hey, I've got a problem with what Michael posts on there." More recently, one of your clients saw those posts, because Michael is an employee of yours right there on his social media, and wants to know what you think of them. Another common issue that comes up with social media is when an employee, maybe who works in the marketing department, takes a picture and is excited to announce that he's working on a new project and includes details about the client and that upcoming project. What's coming up? This premature disclosure catches the attention of the media and the client, leading to a PR crisis and a potential loss of that client. Welcome to the People Processes Podcast. We delve into all things HR to help you manage your workforce effectively. I'm your host, Rami Alagil. Today, we're going to tackle the topic that's becoming increasingly crucial in the digital age, managing problematic social media use by employees. Whether you're a manager, executive, or business owner, it's essential to know how to handle these situations efficiently and effectively. By the end of this episode, you'll have a clear understanding of the tactics and hard lines necessary to address the employee's social media use. So let's dive right in. First, let's talk about the foundation of managing social media issues, having a comprehensive social media policy. Can't expect people to behave a certain way unless you tell them what those rules and hard lines are. An effective policy needs to define what you mean by social networking, establish a clear purpose, and communicate the benefits of social media while setting boundaries. Key components should be clear definitions. What are you watching? Education and training, defining what these various terms mean that we're going to talk about today, making sure that policy aligns with current laws and regulations, and addressing confidentiality and productivity. So proprietary information, workplace productivity, when it's appropriate to do so. And finally, set expectations for behavior and outline consequences for policy violations. There's a lot to a policy like that, and we're going to go through and give you some examples in our episode today. Keynote, there's a limit to employer action. It's important to understand the boundaries of the employer action when it comes to employee speech on social media. The first thing to understand is when an employee's on social media and they're talking about controversial issues, you're actually okay to require that they disclose that these are not representations of your company, that these are personal statements. In general, though, there's a key part of protected speech we have to take into account, and that's that the employees have a right to engage in protected, concerted activities under the NLRA, National Labor Relations Act. That includes discussing work conditions, pay, and employment issues. This protection extends to social media posts. So, while you can have a problem with how they treat other employees and some of the examples we go through, you know what they can't, what you can't really bother them with? My employer sucks. They don't keep enough toilet paper in the bathroom. You really have nothing you can do there from a disciplinary perspective. They can talk about you all they want. Okay? Can't talk about the coworkers, your clients. There are certain things that if they go too far, that you can definitely interact on that we'll talk about today. Keep in mind, there's a bright line that employees have the right to engage in that sort of discussion about conditions, pay, and employment issues. Employers need to avoid infringing on the employees' rights to free speech and protected activities. Overly broad social media policies that restrict employees from discussing those work conditions or making complaints can and will lead to unfair labor practice charges. Having said all that, you really have to take action against social media activity that violates anti-discrimination laws, constitutes harassment, or poses significant risk to workplace safety or the company's reputation. That includes posts that are discriminatory, harassing, or disclose confidential information. So those are pretty dang important. You almost have to work on those. So when you're thinking about your policy, adhere to those guidelines. You can balance maintaining a respectful and productive work environment with respecting employees' rights to free speech and protected activities. All right, let's go back to those common problems, those examples we talked about. So we talked about Sarah at the beginning. She's making derogatory remarks about her coworker, John. She posts a series of comments on her Facebook page and specifically calls out his work performance and his organizational ability. Several employees see them, and that creates, by definition, a hostile work environment and leads to complaints from John and other staff members. To address issues like this, you first must have a clear guideline in the social media policy that prohibits online harassment and outline the consequence of such behavior. Here's an example of what should be included in the handbook. Social media conduct policy. Employees are expected to conduct themselves professionally and respectfully on social media. Any form of harassment, including derogatory comments, offensive jokes, or personal attacks against colleagues, will not be tolerated. Violations of this policy will result in disciplinary action, which may include termination. Again, put it somewhere that you expect this kind of behavior. Then you're going to need to meet with that employee. You're going to need to meet with Sarah. So, Sarah's manager should approach Sarah privately to discuss the issue. The conversation should be respectful but firm, emphasizing the impact of her actions on the workplace environment. Discussion points. Explain the specific posts that are problematic. Highlight how those posts violate the company's social media policy. The employee may say, "That's not harassment." You don't care. That is harassment. If she were to stand up in the middle of the office and say those things out loud in the middle of a meeting, we would consider that a hostile work environment. Okay? Discuss the consequences of such behavior. Reference the employee handbook. Provide Sarah a written warning detailing the issue and the expected changes in behavior. Offer resources or training on appropriate social media use. And then schedule a follow-up meeting to review Sarah's conduct and ensure compliance with the policy. It would be a common way. Of course, if this was the third time something like this had happened, maybe a more severe response. Or if Sarah is pleasant and lovely and always has amazing behavior, perhaps instead of a written warning, a verbal warning would suffice. But in cases like this, you're having a pretty high legal risk for John. If you allow Sarah to do these things, you're creating an environment where a reasonable person would not tolerate it. And it could be your fault. That hostile work environment is a key legal risk, and failure to address it can lead to those claims, and that could be legal action against the company. Also, you need to ensure that any disciplinary action that you're giving Sarah does not appear retaliatory, especially if the employee is previously engaged in protective activities. Again, if she is on there talking about you, then you have to be a little bit more careful because, again, you don't want to step on that protected activity. All right, let's go over to Alex. He works in the marketing department. He leaks confidential information about a new client on Instagram. He doesn't mean to. He just posts a picture from a recent client meeting, including details about the client and the upcoming project. He doesn't do it in a bad way. He just takes a photo of the executives in the room, and on the back and one of the laptops, it has marketing budget, or it has future HR initiatives or architecture plans. That premature disclosure catches the attention of the media and the client, and it can be a big problem. The solution on this one, again, strict policies regarding the sharing of company information and remind employees of these policies. Here's an example of what could be included in the handbook, confidentiality policy. Employees must not share any confidential company information on social media or other public platforms. This includes details about clients, projects, or internal company matters. No photos should be taken from client meetings, in the office, addressing video. Those sorts of items could all be done in your policies. And then make sure to include that violations of this policy will result in disciplinary action. Okay. Same thing as before. Manager needs to meet with Alex to discuss the incident one-on-one. It should focus on the gravity of the breach and its potential impact on the company. Show the post that violated the policy, explain the consequences, reiterate the importance of adhering to confidentiality, provide Alex with a written warning, document the incident, conduct a refresher training if needed, and then monitor Alex's social media more closely in the future for a few months to make sure he's compliant. Okay. Key legal risks in something like that is the breach of confidentiality. Unauthorized disclosure of confidential information can lead to legal action from clients or the government in the case of some health and financial data and damage the company's reputation. And you need to make sure that employees are constantly aware of that importance of data protection. Final one. This is the hardest one. An employee, Michael, posts controversial political statements on his Twitter account. Some of those statements are offensive and have made several employees uncomfortable. Posts have also drawn negative attention to the company. Michael's profile clearly states his employment with the organization. This needs to be addressed through a well-defined social media policy that emphasizes respectful communication, provides training on handling sensitive topics. Here's an example of what should be in the handbook. Social media usage policy. Employees are encouraged to express their views responsibly on social media. However, any posts that can be perceived as offensive, discriminatory, or harmful to the company's reputation are prohibited. Employees should use disclaimers stating that their views are personal and do not represent the company. Violations of this policy will result in disciplinary action. You may want to add a statement in there that specifically managers and executives are held to a higher standard. Oftentimes, frontline employees say all kinds of wild stuff, and in a larger organization, that probably doesn't reflect poorly on you. But if your executives or team managers are creating these sorts of statements, it's within their rights. But it can have an effect on work, it can have an effect on your company's reputation, and the effect of how they would interact with their coworkers or subordinates, and that is a thing you have to address. The manager should have a one-on-one meeting with Michael, the employee who posted this, discuss the social media activity, and key, its impact on the workforce. Point out the specific posts that have caused concern, explain how these posts violate the social media policy since they don't have disclosures, or they're causing issues with the company brand, and emphasize the importance of maintaining a respectful and inclusive environment. You want to issue a formal written warning and document the conversation if what he's done is created an environment at work or in the market that could have a major impact on your brand, and provide training on respectful communication and the use of social media. Keep in mind, offensive posts can be considered discriminatory or harassing, leading to legal action from affected employees. That's a bright line. If he's on there doing basic politics, that's fine. But if it crosses the line to discrimination or harassment, you have to take action. And controversial statements in general in a higher up employee can harm the company's reputation. And that's something you also need to intervene on. Okay? It's important to understand the framework governing that employee social media use, in particular, the National Labor Relations Act. So you got to be cautious not to infringe on those rights when maintaining a professional and respectful workplace. I'm reiterating that because, again, talking about you is protected. Talking about their coworkers and clients is not. Okay. On top of all that, once you have your policy, have a training. Come on, guys. Just writing it all down covers your butt, but actually teaching people is really good. Doesn't take much. You could show them this video and explain why these things are a problem. You could do your own video or hire a training company. Or if you're a people processes subscriber, of course, we have responsible social media use training as part of our LMS. You want to encourage accountability. They should understand the impact of their social media presence and use disclaimers when necessary. Okay. I think that's a cultural issue. You want to remind people that you're part of something bigger and a tribe in your organization. We're grownups here. And the way they behave in public, you're not upset with them for having a controversial opinion, you're upset for them for shouting it out into the world on the street corner in such a way that reflects negatively on their work. They have, just as if they wouldn't stand up in the break room and start shouting about this stuff, well, they need to understand that it affects their ability to grow and be leaders inside the organization, both outside, inside the organization among coworkers, but also in the market. So there's a cultural component here where you want to make sure that you're appropriately encouraging grown-up behavior across all places, not just in person, but also online. Let's wrap up. Managing employee social media use is crucial to maintaining a healthy workplace culture and protecting your brand. Intervene when you see harassment. Implementing a comprehensive social media policy, educating your employees, and addressing issues proactively are key steps to achieving this. Thank you for listening to the People Processes podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please like and subscribe for more insights on managing your workforce effectively. Visit our website at peopleprocesses.com for additional resources and stay tuned for more episodes. Until next time, this is Rami Alijil signing off. Now go out there, have a great day, and get your work done.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Check us out on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter at People Processes. Go to peopleprocesses.com, subscribe, and get some of our subscriber-only content. And if you got something out of this, make sure you share it with anyone you know. Thank you for tuning in. Now it's time for you to go out there, have a great day, and get your work done.